This is St. Louis Public Radio. After 8 years, John Nations is stepping down as president and CEO of Bi-State Development. That's the agency that operates the Metrolink public transit system, among other regional services. St. Louis Public Radio's Melody Walker talked to the former Chesterfield mayor and attorney about economic development in the region.
When John Nations interviewed for the job in 2010, he already had a vision for the company that was called Metro back then.
Frankly, people are surprised to hear it wasn't incorporated to be a public transit company at all. It was chartered by Congress, actually, in 1950 to help with regional economic development. And my goal when I started out was I viewed Bi-State as a tremendous potential resource, regional resource, at a time when we need regionalism in St. Louis.
Nation's first order of business when he took the helm was to rebrand Metro to its original name, Bi-State Development. In addition to the public transit system, Bi-State owns and operates St. Louis Downtown Airport in Sauget. It also runs the Arch Trams and Riverboats. Nation's latest addition to the agency's portfolio is the St. Louis Regional Freightway District.
St. Louis has tremendous assets from a freight and logistics point of view. Six of the seven Class 1 railroads in downtown St. Louis. St. Louis is the furthest point you can get north on the Mississippi River, all the way from the Gulf of Mexico, without encountering locks and dams or ice. The St. Louis port is, depending on whether you measure it by value or by tonnage, the second or third busiest inland port in the United States. So we've got the railroads, we've got the ports, we've got airport capacity, we're connected with four interstate highway systems. And yet the freight and logistics industry in St. Louis was not getting the traction or having the growth that many people thought it might have.
The Freightway District has initiated several bridge and highway improvement projects on both sides of the river. It's also working with Louisiana ports to improve cargo traffic on the Mississippi. Nation says the Freightway is a good example of regional collaboration. But when it comes to merging St. Louis County and St. Louis governments, he's not willing to take a side.
The thing we need to recognize is that the competition that we're dealing with in St. Louis is not between downtown and Clayton. It is not between downtown and Belleville. It's not between St. Louis County and St. Charles County. Frankly, it's people we can no longer see when we look out the window. It's people in other areas who are developing their metropolitan areas and developing their markets. And we need to realize that St. Louis's greatest strength is when it comes together, unified, to solve a given problem.
Recently, Nations has become a fan of the power of public-private partnerships. He points to the new Cortex station that opened in July as a role model for future expansion of Metrolink.
I believe public transportation is very valuable and that people will invest in it. So what we actually did at Cortex is Bi-State did not put money in it. There was a $10.2 million federal grant. The rest of the money is coming from the Cortex partners. They're to be commended for that. For the first time, we're getting private dollars invested into the public transit system. So that's the type of thought process that needs to be employed when you start looking at expanding the line. Frankly, I think it's the only way the region will be able to afford an expansion of Metrolink is if we look at new financing and financial models in order to construct it. And I think that can happen. So I'm optimistic about that.
As he leaves his role at Bi-State and its 2,500 employees, Nations isn't revealing future career plans. He's 57, committed to St. Louis, and looking for his next challenge. For now, spending time with family is his top priority. Talby Roach, a longtime transportation consultant for St. Clair, is expected to succeed Nations as Bi-State's next president and CEO. I'm Melody Walker, St. Louis Public Radio.